Benedict recognized a new danger, public acclaim, and chose a more radical path. He disappeared into the wilderness of Subiaco, finding a remote cave that matched his desire for complete solitude. The narrow, dark space became his home for 3 years. Cold stone walls surrounded him by day and night, the silence broken only by the occasional tinkle of a small bell announcing bread being lowered by Romanus, a monk who secretly supported him. Even this tenuous connection faced opposition. Tradition holds that the devil once broke the bell, attempting to sever Benedict's last human link. In this profound isolation, with only the drip of water and his own breathing for company, Benedict confronted his internal demons. Memories of a woman he had once seen triggered intense carnal desires that echoed against the stone walls of his sanctuary. The struggle became so unbearable that Benedict threw himself into thorns and nettles, his skin tearing as physical pain overcame the lustful thoughts. The cold cave floor beneath his bloodied body, he later claimed that this painful experience freed him permanently from such temptations. Without teachers, books, conversation, Benedict's spiritual life deepened through prayer, scripture that he had memorized, and direct spiritual experience. The rhythmic prayers that filled his solitary hours would later form the foundation of his monastic rule.